Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Am I close there, Daryl? 84, 85. Yeah, right in there. Welcome back to the morning show. John and Hugh on Sports Radio 92.9. Again, my just old classic bumper music, that's all. It is a Friday leading to a weekend where we got Atlanta United, the Atlanta Braves, both in town. NBA playoffs and much more. And, of course, the Preakness tomorrow night. And I'm sure that the real estate maven is going to want to watch a little horse racing after the mud of the Kentucky Derby. Because, and again, look, you're going to, I don't care about no Preakness. Well, you know what? You'll care about the Preakness after the Preakness is over if Justify, which is a overwhelming favorite, wins because of the fact that now everybody's going to care going to the Belmont to see if we could have, when was American Pharoah? 2015, right? Yeah.
I think something like that.
Our second Triple Crown winner in essentially 3 years, because we had gone forever and ever without a Triple Crown winner from the 70s to 3 years ago when American Pharoah finally won it. So, and everybody in America would be all excited. And, you know, it's like this. By the way, if I have to hear another thing, Hugh, about this royal wedding, I'm going to go crazy, because I still live in a house where people care about the royal wedding.
Guess what, John? Get ready. We're going to get your jumpsuit ready for you, because you're about to go crazy. Because people have viewing parties for the royal wedding this
5 a.m. Yeah, tomorrow morning.
And there's going to be some people crying for folks they don't even know.
Amy's getting up, Bo, at 5 a.m. to watch the royal wedding. Tell me she's got a viewing party, right? At 5 a.m., the women are having the royal wedding viewing party, right?
I don't know if there's a women party, but she looked at me and she goes, I have to wake up early Saturday morning to watch the royal wedding. And I looked at her and I said, good, you can do it alone. And she looked at me like she got mad at me, and I said, we fought our independence to get away from these people. I have nothing for this. And she's like, they have nothing to do with that. I go, yes, they do. They're all in the bloodline.
I don't understand. You know what this reminds me? What was that, the Bronx Tale, when he was talking about Mickey Mantle? He said, what has Mickey Mantle done for you? What has the royal family done for you? The royal family does not know you. Why do you care? I mean, to that point, though, John, Michael Strahan is over there. Shout out to Michael. He is winning as far as walking off the field and doing what he's doing, because he's over there covering the royal wedding. I bet you he didn't think in a million years that he would ever be a part of the royal wedding, but he's over there doing that. Nah, I could care less about them getting married.
He's marrying an American, okay, whose family is like straight out of like something that TMZ would cover on a daily basis. I mean, good Lord.
No, he's not lying. Some of the headlines. Some of the headlines that I've seen talking about her, her daddy, man, her mama,
her brother.
You know, man. And it's like, it's just like for us, that's life. For them, it's a big deal for obvious reasons. But yeah, it's one of those things, man, I could care less. I'm happy for her, I'm happy for her family. You know, and all the other good stuff, and I'm pretty sure little girls around the world are going to be like, oh, I can marry a prince one day. Yeah, you probably could, but I mean, hey, good for you. That's it. I don't care. I could care less.
Yeah.
What, Daryl? What? That's not – I didn't say anything mean. I'm just being honest. I could care less about the royal wedding.
I could too, and I know that they're – because 5 a.m. coverage of the wedding tomorrow, and everybody, oh, we're having a party. Okay. All right. Do it. Knock yourself out.
No, you know what the most ridiculous thing is going to be? The folks that are crying. That are living in this fairy tale world.
All right.
That are like, I can't believe this is so beautiful. Because all the little horses and people do. Man, go on with that. You know what I see when I see the royal wedding?
Mm-hmm.
Damn, somebody played a pretty penny for this thing.
No kidding.
That's the thing that I see. I'm like, damn, how much did that cost? When they have all that fancy stuff. Damn, I wonder how much they pay for this thing.
Yeah, but they do have something called the crown jewels that are locked up. I think they're okay on money.
No, but I'm just saying, John, think about it,
though. I know. I mean, when you talk tens about, of millions.
Like, you've had a wedding. I've had a wedding.
Yeah.
I didn't look at the bill.
I did.
I didn't look at the bill. I didn't want to have sticker shock. I didn't look at the bill.
I did.
But I remember at my wedding, my wife had a cake made. It was like one of them specialty cakes. It was made like a Lamborghini.
Uh-huh.
It was like we had a wedding cake,
right.
And then she made me a cake for myself.
Because that's what it cost. It cost a Lamborghini.
Man, listen. When I tell you, this is how, like, you could have ate the cake or you could keep it. I kept that cake for a year. I put it in the freezer. And the reason why I kept it, because I wanted to feel like I got my money's worth. I know that sounds crazy, but I kept that cake for a whole year. And when I cut it, it was still good because I put it in the freezer. But I kept it for a year. I kept it. Because that's just how I am, man. I'm like, I want to feel like I'm getting my money's worth.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why I didn't cut it. But, yeah, they're going to pay a pretty penny for that wedding.
All right. So, I tell you what, we got other things to talk about, too. That'll be a big event this weekend. Just prepare for it. If you're not already prepared, if you've forgotten about it, guys, and you're rolling in, you're going, oh, yeah, okay, just prepare for it. The Falcons get ready for next week, because next week we talked about this with the NFL meetings here next week on Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday of next week, and everybody being in town. It actually is going to probably start, you know, through the weekend, because you'll have the dignitaries start to arrive. One of the things that I recall is that they're talking about Roger Goodell and the NFL Brain Trust doing tours of all the facilities. I mean, not that they haven't been here, but doing tours of all the facilities in advance of the Super Bowl, because the Super Bowl is already all the preparations for the Super Bowl are already underway. The Super Bowl committee and all that stuff, they're already meeting. They're doing preps now for the Super Bowl.
Oh, yeah, it's going down. And all the venues. Every venue that you can have where you're going to have private functions, NFL functions, and things of that nature, yeah, they've already locked those down,
right?
The key venues.
So don't think it's not football season, because when it comes to the business of football, oh, it's football season. As to the business of football being played, I started to wonder, as we looked at rookie minicamp and looking at some of the early projected depth charts of the Falcons coming out, whether or not the Falcons have a problem at linebacker. You have three starters who at linebacker: Devondre Campbell, Duke Riley, and, of course, Deion Jones. And, you know, thinking about Deion Jones being as great as he is, we have to see Duke Riley step up. But beyond that, there's not a whole lot. Waller Football is a site that I tell a lot of you fans out there that you probably should. Our lads in Waller Football, very good sites, very high-end sites that scouts use, okay? They use Waller Football. They use Our Lads. These aren't blogs. These are the stuff that the scouts will use, NFL scouts and college scouts. And you should probably check them out and bookmark them. They're saying, well, we list Vic as a backup. Oh, you do? We list Kamal Ishmael as a backup. Oh, you do? Well, okay, it's the more you can do. But when you're listing Vic and Kamal Ishmael as backups, because the rest of your backups are JT Jones, who's the only veteran, and a whole host of rookies, most of which are undrafted free agents. Those are your backups. The seventh rounder out of Yale. I want to make sure, and I should have asked how to pronounce his name. Is it Foye Oluokun? Anyway, he's the only draft pick that's a backup. All the rest are rookie free agents: Anthony Wimbush, Dewey Jarvis, Emmanuel Ellerby. Emmanuel Smith. They're all rookie free agents. I mean, that's a depth problem.
Well, but it could potentially be one, but I think that when you look at Coach Quinn's defense as a whole, John Freaky, and you look at the guys that are out there and they're your starters now, they basically were starters as rookies. And I think that Coach Quinn and Thomas Dimitroff had done a great job of drafting players that have some of the same attributes. And one of the biggest attribute that they have is they're very, very smart. They're able to pick up the defense fairly quickly. You know, you're going to make mistakes. You're going to make mistakes. But I think when you have enough people around you, like Ricardo Allen, that really know the defense and know how to line people up, and you have those guys on there that can help pick up, say, for instance, pick up the slack for some of the younger players that might not be able to, you know, adjust to it that quickly, mm-hmm. It helps out tremendously. Because the one thing that when I look at Coach Quinn's defense and his offense is too, but especially the defense, you got a lot of young players over there. You got a lot of players over there that probably ain't got 5 years in the league. And if they got 5 years, this is their fifth season.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? And that's mm-hmm. something that when you look at the NFL has changed in that aspect. Because I remember when I played, you had guys on the defensive line that might have been 8-year vets, 10-year vets that were still playing. This team has a lot of young talent all over the place, and they do a great job of replenishing that young talent and keeping guys out there and helping keep guys fresh. I think we were talking about it yesterday on the phone, and we were talking about the snaps that the linebackers getting. Now, granted, I think it was Deion Jones, and who else was getting the most snaps for the linebackers that we were talking about?
Deion had 96.95% of the snaps at linebacker, and then Devondre Campbell had, I believe, I want to say like 90 or 94%, something like that.
I mean, that surprised me.
That's a lot of snaps, especially when you talk about how they two platoon the front four. Mm-hmm. They two platoon them a lot to have your linebackers out there. That means that these young cats are going to have an opportunity to play a little bit more. When you have durable linebackers like that, that's pretty special. And to be honest, in the era that I played in, that was nothing for a linebacker to be on the field for every snap. That was nothing for that. And, you know, that shows the durability and everything like that. But I think that in a perfect world for Coach Quinn, he would like to have some younger linebackers out there that could come in and spell those guys a little bit. But I don't think it has worked out for him just yet like that.
Well, we need Duke Riley to take a big step up fast. I mean, that has to happen.
Agreed. Yeah, because, you know, that after a while, man, as a young player, you don't it doesn't bother you when you're young. But as you get older, boy, those snaps, boy, those they accumulate. And the first thing you're like, damn, that's a lot of football being played.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of football being played.
Yeah, because, again, we go to, you know, what can they do with all these youngsters that are behind these three starting linebackers? You say, well, maybe is there anybody out there? Again, Walter Football lists the top veteran free agents available right now at linebacker. Navarro Bowman. Now, Navarro Bowman is 30 years old. He's a veteran. Is Bowman somebody that you would want? I mean, Carlos Dansby, Lawrence Timmons, Zaire Anderson, these are your veterans out there. I mean, they're decent players, but nothing floats my boat.
There'll be somebody that you'll look at, John. This is how the NFL goes. Now, you're talking about all those guys that off the top of my head, they're all vested. So that means that financially, you're looking at investing, if you sign them before the season starts and you have to pick up their salary during the season, they're about $1 million players. Just even if – and that's just a basic contract. Just say you bring them in and say, okay, you're going to sign for a mil. You don't have to do that right now. You got time to wait and see how the young players pan out. And if it doesn't pan out, you sign one of those guys after the first game. And then you look and see how the young players are playing. Or you're going to start evaluating how they play in live fire drills like in the preseason. And if it doesn't work out, then you'll go sign one of those veteran players after the season starts. So that way, whatever happens, you don't have to pay him his full salary.
So, and you're going to be looking around at camp to see who gets, let go and cut.
A little bit of that.
Yeah, a little bit of that going on. What I thought was interesting, and just to kind of change this up a little bit, in the depth chart that I was looking at, because I was looking again at our lads' depth chart here, it struck me that suddenly the Falcons have depth in an area that I didn't think they would have depth in. And that's offensive line. Listen to these names. Ty Sambrello, right? Ben Garland, Sean Harlow, Wes Schweitzer, Austin Pastor, okay? Again, that's Sambrello, Garland, Harlow, Schweitzer, Pastor. That's your second unit on the offensive line. They're the second teamers. I mean, Pastor's a second teamer. Schweitzer's a second teamer. Harlow, the now second-year guy, second teamer. Ben Garland, second teamer. Ty Sambrello, second teamer. They got some depth on the offensive line.
They do. What they really got some competition. Because when you look at the offensive line, John, those are the guys that you talk about outside of the quarterback who get all the snaps. You would like for your offensive lineman to be out there. It's the offensive lineman and your quarterback that are on the field all the time. Everybody else, they're interchangeable parts. So you would hope that, you know, that second line does not get a whole lot of work. you would definitely hope that. Because you want continuity with that offensive line. And you want guys to be able to play together for a long time and know how to set off of each other. What I mean by set off each other, like set at certain depths to help create that pocket for the quarterback.
And then that, by the way, that's presuming that Fusco is the starting right guard. All right, so we have a chance right now on a Friday to make it an even better Friday for you.
Now it's time to reveal our national signing bonus code word. The code word is...
Award. Award. AWARD, award. You have till 7:59 to text the word award to 72881. And if they randomly select you, they will award you $1,000. award, AWARD, to 72881. That is the word for this hour in the National Signing Bonus. Do not text and drive. Message to data rates may apply, the yada yada. Award, AWARD, to 72881, and hopefully you can win yourself $1,000 on this Friday and make the weekend even a little bit more special. John and Hugh from the Kia Studios, a morning show on this Friday, talking a little bit about the depth of the Atlanta Falcons, because, and this is a good thing on the offensive side where there's been so much focus, is that there is depth on the offensive side. Because one of the things I think as a great football team, and I've always done this, Hugh, is you go to your second team and you start looking at who's on your second team, you know, and you start thinking about, well, you've got, you know, depending on what you start with in terms of your starters. But when you've got guys who are veterans, who are really good players, who are the backups, so to speak, and like at running back, it's not necessarily a second teamer. It's unfair to say that Tevin Coleman's a second teamer, but he's not necessarily your starter. You have depth at running back now, especially with Ito Smith. You have depth on the offensive line. It's that one spot. You have depth, obviously, at the defensive end spot in the secondary. It's the linebacking core that's the one thing that you kind of go, well, you know, you're right. Hopefully they like some of these guys enough to run with these rookies.
I mean, enough to give them a little bit of a break. Like 90% of the snaps all season long, that's a lot of snaps. That means that you're basically never coming off the field. So hopefully they'll get some guys in there that can give them a little bit of a break, give them a little bit of a blow.
That is not the only NFL news that is making news this morning. We now know who is going to do Hard Knocks. What team got stuck with doing Hard Knocks? We'll tell you next.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.